The Front Page Podcast, named one of iTunes' best in 2010.
On Monday's Front Page, mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are hitting taxpayers with big legal bills. So far, the cost of defending former executives accused of fraud stands at $160 million. Congressional Republicans are drawing a line on spending. They're trying preemptive moves in advance of the president's State of the Union speech. And China is grooming a successor to President Hu Jintao. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says taxpayers have spent more than $160 million defending Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and former top executives. The cost was a secret until last week. Some $132 million went to defend executives in government investigations that have to do with accounting irregularities. Those occurred long before the subprime lending crisis. Federal law also forces the government to pay the legal bills for three disgraced former Fannie Mae officials. They're accused of fraud in civil lawsuits. Republicans are trying to recapture the debate over the economy in advance of President Obama's State of the Union address on Tuesday. The Republicans say they'll oppose any new spending initiatives. Here's what Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell had to say.
With all due respect to our Democratic friends, anytime they want to spend, they call it investment. So I think you'll hear the president talk about investing a lot Tuesday night. We've got a huge spending problem here. We've had over $1 trillion annual deficit each of the last 2 years. Our friends on the other side a couple of years ago passed a budget that will double the national debt in 5 and triple it in 10. I think most of us think, and most American, the American people think, that we need to do something about this and start doing it now. We'll take a look at his recommendations. We always do. But this is not a time to be looking at pumping up government spending in very many areas.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell on Fox News Sunday. His counterpart in the House is Congressman Eric Cantor. He said on Meet the Press the GOP wants spending cuts across the board, including in the military. That's one area that Republicans usually consider off-limits. Chinese President Hu Jintao returned home after his visit to the U.S. Monday's Times says he's begun preparing to hand off to his likely successor. Xi Jinping is now China's vice president. He's 57. He's expected to take the reins next year. He's built his rise on careful politicking and family connections. He's put the Communist Party first, but he made economic growth the party's main business. An art exhibit in Zimbabwe is stirring ghosts of the past. The government has banned the artwork and charged the artist with insulting President Robert Mugabe. That's brought back memories of how thousands of civilians were tortured and slain in the 1980s. Zimbabwe is heading toward another election. One recent survey found that 70% of Zimbabweans are worried they'll be victims of political violence or intimidation. Nina Johnson got married over the weekend in the most glamorous setting she could find, a parking garage. It's in Miami Beach, and it's not just any parking garage. It's a $65 million tour de force. It's become a tourist attraction. Architect Peter Lampel traveled 1,200 miles from New Jersey just to see it. The parties take place on the top floor. That costs up to $15,000 a night. The Pittsburgh Steelers earned another trip to the Super Bowl. They defeated the New York Jets 24-19. The Jets battled back from a 24-0 second quarter deficit, but it wasn't enough. The Steelers held them off to win the AFC Championship. The Steelers will face the Green Bay Packers, who beat the Chicago Bears 21-14 for the NFC Championship. Inside Monday's Times, a look at a man who's been undergoing the kind of rehabilitation that may lie ahead for Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Mark Steinhubel was shot in the head at a friend's house 2 years ago. Court records show the person who shot him was another senior at his Houston high school. He spent months relearning things he'd learned as a small child, like how to brush his teeth and tie his shoes. He graduated from high school on time and went on to Texas A&M University. Also in Monday's Times, avoiding deer in the headlights. There's a winner in a contest to create a highway overpass that'll keep wildlife off roadways. The winning design is a bridge with strips that resemble forests and meadows. It comes with miles of fences along the road to funnel animals to the bridge. It's designed for Interstate 70 near Vail, Colorado. The beleaguered interim government in Tunisia shut down the nation's most popular private television network. The state news agency said the government had arrested the owner of the network for treason. A government statement accused the network of spreading false information that could destabilize the country and restore the ousted dictator. The network says it was on the side of the revolution. Belgians took to the streets to protest the government, or rather, the lack of one. More than 30,000 people rallied to press squabbling officials to form a new government. It's been 7 months since elections produced a political deadlock. Belgium is divided between Dutch speakers in the north and French speakers in the south. There's been a lot of speculation the country might ultimately split up. In Baghdad, 6 people were killed and 30 were wounded when 5 car bombs exploded in the first major attacks there in months. The bombs struck Sunni neighborhoods as well as Shiite areas. 2 were apparently directed at security forces. 1 targeted Iranian pilgrims who were in Baghdad for a Shiite holiday. 2 of the attacks used taxis. The police said that was new. The concern is cabs draw less attention at checkpoints and when they're parked on the street. At MSNBC, years of behind-the-scenes tension finally caught up with Keith Olbermann. He was MSNBC's highest-rated host, but he announced on Friday he's leaving. It turns out that for a long time, NBC executives had been protecting Olbermann. Some of the criticism came from insiders like NBC anchor emeritus Tom Brokaw. He said Olbermann went too far in campaign coverage, taking Democrats' positions. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.